Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're a year into this COVID situation for most of us, and I know many people are working from home. Certainly our lives are changed. And one thing that's definitely become an issue, and that is vacations. Most people haven't taken a vacation in a year. Their lives are very different. It's a little bit overwhelming dealing with some of the things that we're all dealing with, being on lockdown, homeschooling kids if you have them, you know, having a different situation from a work perspective, whether that means working from home or just doing things differently than you did before. But one of the things that most of us were able to do in the past but probably haven't done recently is take a vacation. And sure, there's the staycations where we do our thing, but we stay at home. But really and truly getting away is one of those things that's so, so important for just a change of scenery. Getting away from the daily routine, getting out of where you normally are in terms of your home. And if that means going to a hotel, if that means, you know, staying with some loved ones that maybe you haven't seen for a while, you know, all those things are important. And with situations coming now where I know for my mother, she just got vaccinated or she got her second vaccine. So now all of a sudden people that are older, especially here in the United States, are starting to get those vaccines. And so maybe finally you can go see them. So now we get into vacation mode. And so first thing is important, and something I've said before, it's to plan a vacation. So even if you can't take one right now for work reasons or other reasons, or there's just no place to go, or you're just not comfortable going anywhere, which I completely understand, at the very least, have a date in mind at which you can take a vacation and plan it. Have something to look forward to. As I've said many times, you know, the reason my father lived to be 83 years old is because he always had something to look forward to. He always had a plan, despite the fact that, you know, he was ill from a very young age. He just managed to get through it. And I knew he was going to die when he didn't have a trip planned when he was 83 years old. I just knew it because he just said, I can't do anymore. And that was the end. And I knew it was the end. But in between there, by having something to look forward to, he would always say, well, I have to live to get there. And vacations are one of those things that you can look forward to. You get the benefit of when you plan the vacation, you know, you're sort of living it as you're planning it. So going through those motions can be very rewarding and drive tremendous happiness in your life. So planning it, looking forward to it, doing all these things can be great. So that in and of itself is a great way to move forward, just to have that idea out there for yourself. And so the way to play it, though, is pick a date in the future where you are convinced that you will be able to travel. And if you're planning to get the vaccine, you know, and maybe you think, well, by July this summer, certainly I'll have the vaccine. So maybe then you start to plan the trip, because part of the challenge is there's going to be a pent up demand for all these types of trips. So whether you're going to fly or whether you're going to, you know, go to a really cool place, get a hotel, you know, those things are going to get very expensive very quickly, most likely. So if you're thinking about it now, start to put the plan in place already. And then the other side of vacation I want to talk about, and one reason that often people don't take them is because they think, well, if I go away, then I have to come back and then I've got to deal with the repercussions of not being at work all that time. And for some of us, things pile up when we're not there. And I've even heard a lot of people say, well, I won't take a vacation because it's too stressful coming back. So when we talk about getting back from vacation, which today for me is a vacation day, the market's closed, it's President's Day here in the United States. So it's a vacation day. And so we start to think about, well, when you do come back, how do you phase yourself back in? So one of the thoughts is, if you want to reduce a lot of the stress of walking in first day after vacation and dealing with everything, what if you simply just took the night before you get back, or I always do it on my flight coming home, I will just go through and review emails and try to catch up with everything that happened while I was gone. Look at all the projects that I have, and I also ask people around me to send me status updates on what's going on and ask for them by a specific time so that as I'm coming back in, I can read the status updates and it's as if I didn't really miss anything, right? I know what's going on. And then as I'm looking through those status updates and reviewing my emails, I'm just creating a to-do list so that before I even walk into my office the morning I'm going to start working again, I've already got a list that's ready to go. I know exactly what I have to do, and I'm not stressed about, oh my God, what am I going to walk into? I already know, and not only do I know what I'm walking into, I have a plan of attack in terms of my to-do list of how to handle it. And so if you can take care of that, if you triage your inbox, as I suggested before, go through your emails, and then simply connect with a colleague that's been in the office, that's a great way to do things. So if you can get a briefing, that's great. And even if you can, another great idea is to connect with a colleague that's been in the office first thing. It's kind of like, you know, if you miss school, you find that person that you know is really intelligent that will catch you up on what you missed. Find that colleague for you that can catch you up on what you've missed and do a quick review just to make sure nothing falls between the cracks. And if you can get all this done, you know, knock it out early. The longer you wait, the worse it is. And there's nothing worse than waking up that morning when you're about to start work and thinking and being overwhelmed with everything you have to do simply because you went on vacation for a week. And then you start to say to yourself, well, maybe it's just not worth it. Maybe I won't do it. And nothing could be further from the truth. We all know that it recharges your batteries. It gives you an opportunity to bond with family and friends. And just that change of scenery, especially given what's going on in the world, is so, so important right now. We all need it. Right? So couple of messages from today. If you haven't booked a trip, put something on the calendar for yourself and start to plan it. Just pick a date in the future where you feel comfortable enough that you'll be able to travel. And the nice thing about traveling right now is most of the airlines, again, if you're flying, will let you cancel a flight without a penalty. So that's a good thing. So you can always cancel it. You can push it out. You can move it. You know, even if you can't cancel and get your money back, typically they'll let you rebook for another date without any kind of penalty. So there's that. Find a hotel that will allow you to cancel if need be. Just look at the cancellation policy, and they're pretty liberal right now because of what's going on in the world. So you can focus on that as well. And then just get your family fired up for it. Get yourself fired up for it by starting the planning process. And then on the other end of it, when you come back from vacation, really simple. Just figure out what you need to, what happened while you were gone. Try to do it a night before or a day before you get back into it. Create a to-do list of everything you need to do based on what you found out. And then when you come to work that morning, you're in a much better place mentally, much less stress, and you're ready to tackle everything that's in front of you. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to Apple or to Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, plan that trip. Plan your vacation. Figure out a way to break up the monotony, and when you get back from it, take inventory of what you missed, and then simply create a to-do list of everything that you need to accomplish that day you get back.